This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Altria Group will announce plans for its first electronic cigarette later today. R.J. Reynolds just unveiled its own smoking gadget. And early Facebook investor Sean Parker just sank $75 million into an e-cigarette company. Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
At a bar in the Crown Heights neighborhood of Brooklyn, 32-year-old Andy Lee takes a drag from a Puff brand e-cigarette. He started smoking them about 6 months ago.
I wanted to quit smoking, and I don't think I was ready to do it cold turkey. So unlike other forms like the patch or the gum, e-cigarettes still let me have the feeling like I was smoking.
E-cigarettes contain liquid nicotine that turns into a vapor smokers inhale. Lee says e-cigarettes are sold pretty much everywhere now, and a lot of people he knows are starting to buy them.
My friends are slowly ditching regular cigarettes for e-cigarettes.
Sales of e-cigarettes are expected to double this year to about $1 billion. Sales of regular cigarettes have been declining for 40 years to about $80 billion. Those numbers have gotten the attention of Big Tobacco. Last week, R.J. Reynolds unveiled its e-cigarette, Vuse. Stephanie Cordisco heads R.J. Reynolds' e-cigarette division.
Part of our transformation strategy is really about redefining tobacco enjoyment. We expect that this is going to be a significant game changer for our industry and that will deliver a very strong profit to the bottom line.
Up until now, most e-cigarette makers have been small, independent companies. But Altria is getting into the game, and Lorillard recently purchased Blu, a well-established e-cigarette.
It's still a relatively new category, but it's growing leaps and bounds.
Bonnie Herzog is a tobacco analyst at Wells Fargo.
In the next 10 years, there's a good chance at this trajectory that the consumption of e-cigs could surpass consumption of traditional cigs.
Herzog attributes that growth to a number of things. E-cigs are usually less expensive than regular cigarettes. They can be smoked indoors, and they don't carry the stigma regular cigarettes do. Most importantly, many smokers like Andy Lee see them as a way to help them quit or cut back while still enjoying the smoking experience, for the most part.
They're kind of effective. I would say they're almost as good as a cigarette, but not really.
In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.